Construction. How may I help you?
Hey, Carol. It's John. We just got disconnected. Hi.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird. I could hear you, and you just weren't able to hear me.
Oh, yeah. It was weird. I had, like, a weird, like, buzzing sound almost. I was like, I hope the weather didn't knock out the lines out there. So you're on a cell phone or you're on a landline?
This is a landline, yeah.
Oh,
our service is out, but it's a landline, so it's battery powered off of the telephone pole. Now we've been out for hours though, so I don't know how long like the landline batteries work.
Yeah, guys,
for a while.
You know, I had to make a choice between being a lineman or doing this.
Yeah. I think you chose the right thing.
Yeah, I think
so. Can't imagine being out there.
Especially the little ones, but they pay those guys really well. You know, it's just super dangerous though, the snow and
getting up there.
Yeah.
Yep, and then usually when you're going out there on an emergency, it's because of something like this.
yeah, but he'll get paid really well. Like,
yeah. And they deserve it, that's for sure.
Make Christmas for his family and yours at the same time. But I know you were speaking with my representative, Kara. She wanted me to jump on the line to apply a new in business credit for you guys. But there is a holiday promotion that we're also running because Christmas is tomorrow. So there's a couple of things that I can do to make this campaign really accessible to you guys and make like a little Christmas present, if you will, for your company. I sent a text message over, but now I realize that it's a landline, so that's probably why it didn't go through. And then you don't have internet access right now, huh?
We wouldn't have internet access because our router's down. No electric.
Shoot. It's a lot easier to show you than to tell you. Especially so you could see, I'm trying to figure out what I can do. A landline's gonna, have you heard of Eiler Excavating and Construction?
Actually, no. But you know what? I do have a smartphone, and the service isn't out on that.
Okay. Yeah.
So would it be mobile accessible?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. You know what? Let me grab my cell phone and just a second here.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you.
So cute, little kid. Mommy. Little guy.
Hello?
Yep, I'm still with you.
All right, very good. I got my phone. It actually started ringing.
Okay.
Call here.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
What's the phone number? I'll send you this text message link so you can see everything.
Oh, okay, that's perfect. Yeah, it's
412.
412. 530.
530.
3027.
Okay. Oh my goodness. Can you repeat it? I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's 412.
Okay.
530.
Okay.
3027.
Okay. Update. There we go. Okay. Here we go. Boom. And boom. Yes. Oh, wow. Company is super new. I was looking through your website while you were getting your phone. Did you build it?
Yes. Yes,
good job.
I did.
Good job.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay,
yeah,
good.
I see people try to build websites and they come out horrible.
Oh my gosh, I had everybody run and test it for me, and I was like, listen, I just need you to be really honest, please critique. So I did get some critiquing before I got it down right.
Yeah. No, you did good. A lot of time you even want them to be as simpler, you know, like I know the photos are, I love like the water and the clouds and then the mountains and everything in the background, but you want them to be even simpler than this, because about 84%, I think the last time I checked, of people who do a search on Google, it happens on a mobile device. So you want it to have good loading speed, and those moving photos kind of cause it to load a little slower on the mobile platform, at least according to the Google's quality score.
All right. Well, yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, I can still go in and edit it. Thank you.
Yeah. But I
mean,
that's
a very good tip.
Definitely usable. You know, I run into some that are just like all over the place, like not legible. Can't read it. No. This is all good. And I like how it has all your services listed. That's really important, because any of the services that we list you for, you're going to want to have them published somewhere on your site. It's just part of the algorithm and how Google reads your business and how it has its website set up. So.
Oh, that's good. Perfect then. Okay.
Yeah. So what I wanted to show you, well, obviously the pricing page, but before we go to that, we can pick like your most profitable service. You're in the general contractor category. So in that category, you have a bunch of different keywords or services that you could list yourself for. Pretty much anything that has to do from the ground up on a residence. But what would you say is your guys' most profitable service? Or what would you say that Mike is best at?
Well, he's actually a union carpenter, so so I guess I would have to say it's anything that involves carpentry. I mean, he went to school and he's a journeyman. Like, he's been doing that for a living for like over 10 years. Like the other stuff, like he's been doing like on the side, and that's what he did before he became like an actual carpenter. He wanted to build on like his knowledge that he already had of construction. So,
right.
He moved on to carpentry, to kind of fill in those gaps, and here we are
the
today.
Any home, I think, is going to start with that. Obviously, a lot of concrete, but yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. Okay. So if you were to do a search on Google, let's say you typed in carpentry or carpenter in Murrysville, PA. I don't know if you're got that smartphone there.
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. When you do that search on Google, there's going to be three guys that show and a little map that pops up next to them.
Carpentry. Should I put in? Yeah, it came up like Home Depot and Angie, and like I think that I have the.
Oh, those are the ads.
Those are the ads that came up on Google.
Yeah, we're not gonna have you guys doing ads. The reason those guys do ads is because the ones that are in the verified local listing are businesses like yourself. They're smaller companies that are owned and operated by an individual, not so much a large entity. We don't have those guys doing the local listings usually. So this is more for an independent contractor like yourself. So if you scroll down, you'll see the map in those three companies.
I do.
You should see, like Mr. Handyman of Pittsburgh, Humble Hands Woodworking maybe, or Gardner Woodworking. You see those guys?
Interestingly enough, no. But it's I got Best Construction, Meredith Remodeling, Choice Carpentry and Renovations.
Huh.
It's like a big list. There's more than like just three.
Oh, that should be the organic listings. No, we're looking for there should be a map, and then there's like little red dots on the map, and then next to it, it'll have like a business name. It'll say like website and directions. There's like a little globe icon.
I do see the map. It has 1, 2, 3, Carl's, Carpenter Connection, Gardner Woodwork, Mr. Handyman, like you had said.
Yeah, there we go.
That, okay.
This is where we're talking about listing you guys.
I see. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So it's I wanted you to know that. So that way later, if it's like, okay, where am I? You know?
Yes.
So
we'll
list you here for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So carpentry would just be one of them. You know, you guys could be up there for siding, demo, renovations, drywall, you know. We'll cover all as many of your bases as you can. I see that you do have a lot of the services already listed on the site, but what we'd want to do is it looks like there's more than 15 there. We'd want to run the analytics and see which one of those actually gets the most traffic and phone calls, and then obviously that's what we'll recommend to you guys. But you have final say on what you're listed for and how you're listed. This placement covers up to a 30-mile radius. It's kind of more local. We could get you showing further, but then we would have to do one of those ads like those other guys if you wanted to do that. They tend to be a little bit more pricey. I think starting out, it would be ideal
stay
local.
At 30. Yep.
Right, build your reviews up, build the reputation, get you all set up, and then you know we can grow it from there. So there is, in our pricing page, there's a package that includes all our bells and whistles, really. I mean, it's got like a website, Yelp and Yellow Pages, first page placement on Bing to go along with the Google listing, a tracking system, Amazon Alexa voice search, review monitoring, you name it. You know, it's our most popular package. So that way everything's kind of bundled into one. You don't have to have like 100 different marketing companies that you're working with. You just have one marketing agency. But you already have a site, right? So like I've removed the fees affiliated with the site. I applied a new in-business credit on this, and I applied a holiday special. So instead of you paying what Mr. Handyman's paying, which is $499 per month, I can actually get you guys going at $199 on a month-to-month basis. So it's still $200. I know when you think about it and you're just starting your business, that might seem like a lot. But with the kind of work that you do, you know, the first job that we bring you each month is going to easily offset that cost and put you guys into a profitable situation. And about 90% of the time when people search on Google, they do pick from the first page. So we are listing you where 9 out of 10 of your potential prospects within a 30-mile radius are going to look, you know, before they make a decision. So it's kind of like the best salesman you'll ever have working in your company. He's always up there telling people you're the best and you're here and here's your number.
That's true. Yep. I mean, Google is like the most popular, I think, out there. So.
But to be able to cover all your bases is huge. You know, like I said, not 90% of the time people do choose from here, but if they are using one of those other platforms, you're still there. And that's huge. Obviously, you know, you'll be missing Facebook. You'll be missing, Home Advisor and Angie's List. You know, we could still do Facebook for you, but we don't actually affiliate with Home Advisor and Angie's List. They're pay-per-lead systems, so they do stuff like this to get the leads and they resell them. But, you know, we could cover all your bases. We could grow you, too. You know, so like I said, starting at this 30-mile radius with this Google listing, Bing, and all the directory submissions, and then if you really wanted to expand later, we can add Facebook. We can add the Google Ads, start covering more ground and expanding on more platforms. So.
All right. Well, okay. So this actually sounds amazing, honestly.
Uh-huh.
$200 a month. Okay. That is a little bit steep. I mean, like you said, for us starting, but like you said, I mean, there's a lot of opportunity to be found because of that.
Yeah. We tell people, you know, you haven't officially started your business until you put it on Google for people to find you, you know?
That's
your ideal
right.
customers are going to put their eyes on that screen, so you want to make sure your name's there.
All right. Well, okay, so $200 a month. Where do we start with that?
Yeah, so what do you mean by that? Where do you start?
Where do we start, like, with the $200 a month? Like, do we start, like, on a like month to month basis? Like if I did it, start today.
We always start month to month. Yeah, and we want to evaluate you, make sure all the reviews are coming back well. You know, nothing crazy's happening out there in any of the jobs. So, you know, obviously we'll be monitoring it, especially the first couple of months. And then after a few months, we can, you know, make you an offer if you want to lock it up long term. They'll offer you like a contract situation if you want to save yourself some money and solicit that spot for a longer period of time. But starting out, it would definitely be month to month. And then if you wanted to leave it month to month, it could stay like that too. You know, you don't have to change the agreement at all.
All right. Well, okay, so thinking like long term, not that I'd want to cancel it, but if I like had to for some reason, like that's an option.
Worst case scenario. Yeah.
Yes, worst case scenario.
Yeah, no, it's actually says in our service agreement that it's fully cancelable at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We're not going to force your business to be up there or continue to promote it to people if you don't want it up there, you know.
Okay, so like we don't enter into like a yearly contract or anything like that.
No.
It's on a month-to-month basis.
Yes, exactly. So we're just going 30 days at a time. So if you signed up with me today, you're just committing to January 23rd.
Okay. You know what? This sounds actually like something I would want to do as a marketing person.
Yeah, the major benefit to you, too, is that pricing structure. If you come on board with us today, I'm locking it in. So you don't have to worry about it going back up to what Mr. Handyman's paying. It'll actually stay $199 for as long as you guys choose to use us, and I think that'll get the company off on the right foot early on.
I totally agree. Okay, well, yeah, I'm in on that.
Okay, so I'm going to create your Google business profile. The good thing for you is you only have to create your Google business profile one time for as long as you own your business. So once we create this, you have a platform to start generating reviews for Carol and Mike's Construction. You exist on Google for anybody who might be looking up your business name, regardless of if you're using our services, right? So this is huge. When I submit the business profile to them, they're going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the business street address that I could send that to?
It's 698.
Okay.
State Route.
380.
And then Murrysville, 15668.
Put the space there before the 380. Okay, there we go. Pops up. 15668?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then is Carol and Mike's Construction LLC or incorporated?
LLC.
LLC, okay, perfect. Do you want the LLC displayed on Google?
I think it's a requirement, so we've been displaying it on everything.
Usually not required, but I recommend it. It looks a lot more professional that you have that.
Well, then, yeah, I will display it.
Okay, perfect. And then, Carol, what's your last name?
Gage, G-A-G-E.
Okay, same as Mike's?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. My family owned and operated. We like to display that. It kind of helps you get favoritism on certain job opportunities if it's family owned and operated.
Awesome.
Okay. And then the primary line of contact for the business, is it going to be the landline?
Yes, that eventually forwards to my cell phone anyway. So
okay, gotcha.
Just if I don't happen to get the business phone, I can at least get it on the cell phone.
Okay, so I'll only have the landline displayed, and then I'll have the cell phone there just in case like we need to get a hold of you.
That's great. Okay, thank you.
All right, no problem. So Eastern Standard Submit. Okay, and then what's the business email address? I have to send you everything in writing because of the discounts that I've applied.
Okay, of course. It's Carol and Mike's Construction at Gmail.
Construction@gmail.com. Okay. All right. I'll also send over the invoice receipt to you. The good thing is not only did you get the discounted pricing, but we're still on time to put this on the 2022 tax write-offs. So you'll be able to write it off as a business expense.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds great to me.
Almost like a free first month.
All right. Yes.
Perfect. Okay, submit. And then you're comfortable with the website being attached to your placement on Google?
Oh, yes, please. That way people can get a better idea of what we do. Before they call. That way it kind of filter out calls.
I would definitely recommend it, but they tell me to ask. I've actually ran into situations where guys have like multiple sites and I didn't know. And then I just posted the one I had and they called me back like, hey, that's not the right site. Triple check now. Yeah.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah, of course. I did see too, this was a little concern. I heard a little baby in the background, and then I did notice this address came back as a residence. So I wanted to ask you, do you want me
to
hide
it?
Yes,
please hide it. If you don't mind.
No, don't worry.
Listing on the website that we're based out of Marysville, but like not giving our exact address. Because it's not like customers need to come here for business. Like we go to their residence. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I totally understand. I work with a lot of people who, they do business from home, so they don't want to have it displayed, especially if you have little ones. That's why I brought it up. I have two little ones myself, and I don't want anybody coming to my house uninvited, especially when I'm not home.
Yeah, absolutely.
This mom and the boy is there, and she's calling me freaking out. Who is this guy? All right, so I got everything squared away here. So there will be a client interview. I would love to get it knocked out today, especially going into the holiday tomorrow. And I know our company is actually going to be out of office on Monday. What's your schedule look like this afternoon? Well, actually, customer service and we'll still be here on Monday, but still, I want to try to get it knocked out today.
Okay, you know what? We actually, because of the electric problem, like we don't have... We, like, need to go out and get some stuff. Like, we need to go to dinner and, well, not dinner, like, breakfast and lunch because we just don't have anything that we, like, isn't required for electric.
Great.
And I got the little one. So we're probably going to be out, like, getting food. So probably later in the afternoon if that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, I have, a 4 to 5 available.
Yes. Oh, that would be good. That way we can get things squared away here.
Okay. Yeah, hopefully they get the power
back. The electric's back soon. Yeah, it's been out for hours. So luckily we've got a wood stove and fireplaces. So
your son sounds like almost exactly like my son. He's like 3, huh? Or almost 4?
She's almost 3.
Oh, it's the girl? Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I hate when people do that.
When people see her, they ask if she's a boy.
I have the opposite problem. My son, they think my youngest one, he's 19 months, or he was born April of 21, but people think he's a girl every time. He's a girl. I'm like, no, like he's just really handsome.
Aww. Yeah, Regina's the opposite. Everybody always asks if she's a boy, and I dress her I make an effort to dress her girly because I do get a lot of, is that a boy?
Should do fine.
You know what? At that age, I feel like, you know, babies, you can't tell if they're girls or boys, you know? They all kind of look similar, so.
Yeah, my youngest, he's not really talking at his 18-month appointment. They were kind of, like, concerned. They were like, oh, let's go have him do, like, early intervention and see if he has, like, autism, you know? They wanted to get him checked out.
Yeah.
I don't think he has autism. He just doesn't, he's. Not
every child learns differently, and they're going to do it at their own pace. You know what I mean?
So I
wouldn't
told
go by
that.
The statistics.
Well, they had, like, a child, like, services come by my house, and they were like, oh, why didn't you take your kid to this early intervention class? And I was like, because, one, it's my decision, and, two, he's only got, like, 5 years of life where he's not worried about school or work. And I'm going to let him enjoy it.
I'm
going to let him be a kid. And then when it's time, then, you know.
He'll get there.
Yeah.
Yep, and he'll get there. Every child's different, and their learning ability is different. And, you know, we can't rush it. And you don't want to, you know.
I think the problem is the TV, to be honest with you. I've been telling it's hard because my oldest son is 3, almost 4. And so he wants the TV, like, all the time. But we didn't really put him on the TV until after he was 2. So he didn't watch any TV at all the first 2 years of his life.
Right.
And then he developed
great. So now he's all about it.
Yeah, he's all about it, and little brother's sitting in there watching it since his, like, infancy. So I think that's kind of like he's had too much, what do they call it, what is the word?
Screen time?
Yeah, screen time, stimulation. He's, like, overly stimulated. I think that's what it is. And just, like, us talking, he's not interested in that. But when I sing, he looks right at me and gets all excited.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that's normal, though. Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the stuff I had her and I taught her the best was by singing. So
yeah,
they just pay attention more to that, you know?
It's the weirdest thing. Like I'll yell his name. I'll be like yelling at him and he won't turn around. And then I start spelling his name like in singing voice and he turns around. So I'm like, wow. Kids looking all goofy. Okay. So,
that's what it's all about, though.
Yeah. No, it's a great time right now, definitely. Especially with Christmas. It's so fun at home. I love going home. I'm excited.
Aww. Yep, it's the best, honestly. Being a parent is, there's no word to describe it. It's wonderful.
No, he's crazy, though, because I ordered so many boxes from Amazon, my youngest son, and he, like, eats holes in the boxes. So we chose to, like, not even, it's bad, we chose to, like, not even wrap a lot of these Amazon boxes. We're like, he's going to eat the wrapping paper, he just runs away, and it's like, oh, the tree's big. I caught him behind the tree a couple times, like, trying to unplug the lights. Wow. Yeah. Second
yep.
one's crazy.
that sounds like my daughter.
Yeah, no, I got lucky with my firstborn. My second one is just something else, man. He's beating up Big Brother and everything. It's nuts.
Well, they can't all be the best, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was the second born, and I was kind of like that, too. I think it's a defense mechanism. Like, we come in here, older brother's not so happy that we're here.
Yeah, you're right.
Fight over toys. His toys are better than my toys, so I got to beat him up and take him.
You're very right. I believe that.
All right. So I got your whole business profile set up here. I sent you a calendar invitation to the client interview, but it went through your Gmail. Can you confirm that you got that? Because we're going to send you the receipt, too, and the outline of the agreement. I want to make sure that the email address is working.
Yeah, just a sec. Regina, while we were talking, came in and grabbed the phone. So 1 second,
oh,
let me go
okay.
get it back.
No,
okay.
No, I understand that. No worries. So funny. Oh, my gosh. They always steal the phone.
Okay. All right. I got my phone here. Let's
okay,
see.
Perfect.
Okay. Oh, I do see it. Invitation from unknown sender.
Okay.
Jazz Hill?
That'll be the client interview technician.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see.
So we'll three-way call you, but you got to accept it. So I'll call you first, and then I'll hand you off to him, and then you guys can go through the client interview.
Okay. Very
yeah.
good.
All right, perfect. So update.
Yeah, and the client interviews are around 4 to 5, it shows. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's why I was
like,
asking you.
My husband's like, come on.
Oh, he's trying to get out of the door. Okay. So
yeah, we're trying to get out.
Last thing we got
to
do is just secure the first month's payment, and I'll do a voice verification and a security question. So I'll try to do it quick, okay?
Okay, very good. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, no worries. For the security question, you could do your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, we'll do first pet.
Okay, what was your first pet's name?
John.
John. Oh, like me?
Oh my gosh, you're John. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, you are
back.
John.
I'm back from the grave. No. All right, and then for the first month's payment, how did you want to secure the listing?
We'll do debit.
Okay. Is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex?
Visa.
Visa. Okay. Is it under your name, Mike's name, the business name?
Mike. Yep.
Mike's.
Mike.
Mike Gage. Okay. And does it say Carol and Mike's
Mike
Construction? Oh, Michael. My apologies.
Yep, Michael Gage.
Okay.
No, actually, that's not even the business. Like, that's a personal.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me just verify it as a personal. Okay. And then you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Of course.
Okay. And then the billing address is the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN?
It is.
Okay. Update. All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Yep. 4430.
4430.
4000.
4000.
8435.
8435. 5308.
5308.
Okay. And the expiration date, month and year?
0625.
625, and then there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
896.
896, okay. And then as an added form of protection for you, I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. Like I said, I'll try to do it as quickly as possible, but if I say something you don't agree with or don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Carol and Mike's Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Carol Gage, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account?
Yes.
Okay. Just double check that one. And it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of advertising that you may, or any additional
yes.
forms of advertising while you're using our services? Sorry.
Oh, yes.
Okay. So we know what you're currently doing. It's just saying after today. That way you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything.
Okay. Very good. Okay.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's December 23rd of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 or $199 for our pro package. I have waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. This is part of a new in business and a holiday promotion that we are running. You are locked in at this discounted rate, okay? So the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 23rd day. You'll keep the discounted pricing structure of $199 for as long as you're with us. It says you could discontinue it or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fee or penalty. We do ask that you let us know before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop the billing cycle if you are going to cancel. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Whew. Okay. That was really fast. All right, so that concludes our initial setup process. You should have a text message that'll say, Carol, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There's a link in there that'll have an outline of the agreement. If you could sign off on that before the client interview this afternoon, that'd be great. There's just like a little box you have to check to make sure that this was you that authorized the transaction, and then sign your first and last name. The invoice and a copy of that agreement is also sent over to your email, so that way you have everything in black and white.
Okay, perfect.
All right. Well, hopefully you guys get some lights on soon.
Yeah, please.
We're going to need those. Thank
you
for signing
up.
Yeah, welcome aboard. I'm going to send you a text, too, right now with my direct number and extension. That way, if you want to get a hold of me directly, you have that. And then if you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way as we're getting you set up or moving forward into the future, just let me know, okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for the call and the time that you took with me.
Yeah, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Seriously, sometimes it's like grumpy old men that are just like not fun. So.
Yes, no, I understand.
Yeah, so I appreciate you. I hope you have a really good holiday, and I'll talk to you this afternoon, and then I'll send you off into the Christmas weekend.
Oh, well, thank you. It's definitely been a pleasure, and I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Merry Christmas.
Absolutely. You guys stay safe and warm out there. I know it's cold and no lights. It's got to be crazy. Take care of that little one.
We definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right, Carol. You have a great day. I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, you too. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.